show, and my guest today is the icon of icons, Barry Corbin. Barry, thanks for stopping by, man. And you know what? I think about your career and what you've accomplished in so many years of iconic roles. Did you ever think when you were started as an actor, you'd have this kind of success?
Well, I kind of hoped so, but you never know. Those things are out of your control. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to the audience for accepting me.
Most definitely. And what do you think makes you so recognizable and people remember you on screen? Some actors that doesn't happen to. What do you think once you get a line that people are just going to remember that they're going to remember a specific line you've said?
Well, I'm not sure. A lot of those lines I just made up on the spot, you know. There's a line in War Games that they said there was an accident. They said the major that was running the computer said, "I wouldn't let this kid in the computer without a direct order from the general." The director, John Badham, turned to me and said, "Can you think of a colorful way to let this kid in the computer?" I said, "Yeah, I believe I can." So that line, I don't know how I can say it on the radio without being crude.
Yeah, you don't have to say it. Yeah, go ahead.
I said I'd piss on the spark plug if I thought it'd do any good. And he liked that. So they kept that in there.
Oh, 100%. That you definitely.
That's one that I heard people say after that, and I thought, well, we got a hit on our hands, I guess.
And what made you you take those roles, and specifically enough how you can become very intimidating of a person? Are you intimidating of a person to meet in person as you are on screen?
I wouldn't think so. Maybe. You know, some people think I am. I don't know. I don't understand why anybody thinks I'd be intimidating, but I guess I'm
loud, and you'll say what you say for sure. So let's talk about An Evening with Barry Corbin. That's awesome that you're getting. Is it explain what you do in your evening with Barry Corbin when people come to see you?
Well, I always start out with a little piece of Shakespeare, and then I talk about my early life and how I got into the business and my early career. That takes about 45 minutes to an hour, and then we take a little intermission. Then I have question and answer for the second half of the show from the audience. So we have a little conversation. Then I sit and take pictures with them and sign autographs and do things until everybody's tired and wants to go home. Then we go home. So we're usually there for about 3 hours.
And I'm sure the things that you're able to say on stage are hilarious, are interesting, and you learn so much about being an actor, having a successful career. That's, you know, how long have you been acting for, Barry?
I guess probably 65 years.
Oh my goodness. And that is just amazing. And what keeps you acting, you know, and not retiring from acting?
Well, I told somebody asked me that question. I said, well, when I get it right, I'll retire. But I'm never going to get it right, so I'm going to keep going until I drop, I guess.
For sure. And I mean, and is it amazing when you see your fans at these events at An Evening with Barry Corbin, you're able to see what their favorite character that you played was, right? And it's so different based on the person you get to meet, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of, you know, people have all kinds of different ideas of their favorites. I had one woman come up to me and said, you're in my favorite movie. I said, what's that? She said, People Across the Lake. Well, in that movie, I play a psychopathic killer. And I said, well, you might need a little psychiatric care.
Well, my favorite
killed his wife.
Oh, totally. And, you know, my favorite character is always going to be War Games. Because War Games is one of my favorite movies. And now with this AI stuff, Barry, it's like we're finally seeing the computer that we saw in War Games come to real life. You know that?
Yeah, yeah, and it might happen.
It will. So they had need to do a sequel of War Games, right?
I don't know if it's a little too close to home now.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Now they really do that.
They totally do, and it's just like I treat it like the way Matthew was able to treat the Whopper, you know, where he basically asked specific questions and answers, and that's how I treat AI. I learned from War Games how you ask questions to AI. You treat it like a real human being, and that's the way to develop that relationship with whatever that AI chatbot is, in my opinion.
I would imagine so, but I'm just going to stay away from it. I'm too old fool with it.
Exactly. And Barry, going to space isn't going to happen either. You know, thinking of you as a war, you know, guy and all these different, some of the things you've played, you know, being in the military, you're not going to space anytime soon, are you?
Not me, no. No, I don't. Somebody asked, Will Rogers one time asked Harry Carey Sr., said, you want to go flying with me? He said, as high as I want to get about 16 hands off the ground, which means a 16-hand horse. That's about as high as I want to go, too.
Do you have a favorite role you played in all the characters you've played in your career?
No, I've got some favorite things that I learned to do in movies. There's a movie called Conniger. I played a stagecoach driver and had to learn to drive six horses, which is a little complicated, but once you learn how to do it, you can do it.
100%. You know, last thing before, I guess a night with Barry Corbin, an evening with Barry Corbin must be amazing, right? And you just don't know what you're going to say next, right? So that's why people have to come to a city near them to check you out. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I don't plan anything. I go out to tell stories, talk about my career, how I got where I am and so forth. And then the second half is a question and answer from the audience.
100%. And last thing I was going to say, Barry, are you a professional wrestling fan?
I used to be. In the old days when we had the Iron Sheik and those people.
Okay, the 80s and earlier. Oh, how cool. All right, everyone needs to go to Barry. Yeah. I'm a former professional wrestler making a comeback into the ring at 51. So I'm really excited about that opportunity. But everyone needs to check out BarryCorbin.com and go ahead. If your city's not on the schedule, to schedule an evening with Barry Corbin. I appreciate it, Barry. You were amazing, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, sir. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.